First off,
you don't know Marshall
at all.
Oh, so don't grow partial.
I'll slap you off that bar.
That's ammo for my arsenal.
Oh, there you go. I always forget that part.
Yeah, I know.
It's like our brains are just trying to get to the end. It's just life.
Can't not do it. You know what I mean?
I do.
What is up?
You know, just working.
Things and stuff.
Getting back into the swing of shit.
Oh, God. Doesn't that suck?
After our tropical Hawaiian vacation. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-boop. The girls went to Maui.
God damn!
It was great. That's episode 1 through 5.
Yeah, it was great. It was awesome. It was so much fun, and I hate that I'm back.
I hate that I'm back, too.
Life got too real too fast.
Way too fast. I think you're right. I think we came back in another dimension.
I'm pretty sure that turbulence on the plane just, mm-hmm. like, fucking pushed us into a different universe.
Mm-hmm. I don't like this one.
I'd like to go back.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I had control in the last one.
Yeah.
It's out of control
what
now.
Is going on?
I don't know. But listen, we got the dogs back this time, and there's no piss everywhere.
Yay!
On them, whatever, they were clean.
So you like this new kennel?
Yeah, it's not new, it's just expensive.
Well, I mean, and like, usually new to booked. You.
No, we've gone there before.
Oh.
But it's usually, like, either booked out, and it was super expensive, so we're like, let's go to this guy who's an old man.
No, you know
He'll take care of our dogs.
He didn't do that.
Don't give strangers a chance.
No. They don't deserve a chance with those loved ones.
No. But yeah, everything worked out, and it's fine, and we're back, but I'd just rather not be.
Yeah, me too. Let's go back to Hawaii.
Yeah, I concur.
Like to be by the pool with a beer in my hand, although I did drink so much alcohol.
Oh my God, I haven't had a drop since we got home.
Me either.
I'm like, I don't think my body is ready.
Like, I don't want it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm good.
No.
That's okay.
Although I might tonight, because
it's Friday. I mean, honestly.
And it's been a rough 2 days back at work.
It has been so rough.
Mm-hmm.
So many people to me have said in the office, like, bet you wish you didn't come back this week, like, because it's so bad. I'm like,
and you're like, yeah, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got shit for leaving during All-Star season, and I was like,
sucks to suck. It's vacation.
I can't ever leave, though. Yeah. Like, well, you left during baseball season.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the next sport? Because I'm going to leave for that one, too.
It's always a busy season.
Yeah, there's always a fucking sport. You left for field hockey. Well, sucks to suck.
Yep.
Get your skirts elsewhere, bitches.
That's what I say.
That's what I always say.
I always say that.
Get your skirts elsewhere, bitches.
Every night I'm closing up shop, I yell that. Time to get the fuck out.
Well, what's your goddamn?
It's slightly related to coming back from vacation, but mm-hmm. remember when I was leaving and I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to get this school packet of work for my kid and get a fucking leave of absence study or whatever the fuck? Okay, so...
He did not study abroad, by the
way. Spoiler alert.
Neither did mine. Mine asked to study abroad, and I was like, I can't find your homework.
No.
It's here somewhere. I don't know where it is.
Yeah. No. And then we got in so late, and I was panicking because I was like,
it's got to be done for the morning.
I was telling Lee, I'm like, I don't know. She put on there that it's due on Thursday. And he's like, it's whatever. It's kindergarten. And I'm like, no. I did all the things.
Yeah.
I signed a contract. Okay.
My name is on there.
On that dotted line. Yeah. I'm going to need some execution here.
Yeah. It's did like you guys signing... like power through it? Did Lee write with his left hand?
No, I tried, but he was just like, out. The kid was out.
Yeah.
He wasn't going to make it. So, I mean, we didn't get home till like 10:30, and then I had to feed them, so it wasn't till like 11:30, and they're exhausted.
Yeah.
Every day in Hawaii, they were exhausted and just would pass, like, play a video game and pass out.
Yeah, like, on it.
Yeah, it just wasn't happening. So then I thought, oh, okay, Thursday when we get home, whatever, I'll let one day slide, maybe she won't say anything and everything will be okay.
Mm-hmm.
So Thursday, we're gonna do homework. Holy fucking shit, you would have thought I asked the kid to solve the goddamn fucking life's mysteries or some shit. He was losing it. So pissed. Actually, this was Wednesday. It was due Wednesday because we came home Tuesday. Anyway, just put everything in your mind that I said a day back. Okay, so Wednesday, he's losing his goddamn mind. Fucking freaking out that he doesn't want to do this homework. Mind you, homie's just got to write the word good twice. So, like, it's really not that big of a deal.
Oh, my kid was doing the same shit.
Oh, my God. Full fucking meltdowns and shit. And he had to do that. And then he has some, like, rhyming page he has to do that has, like, probably 4 or 5 lines of blank spaces that you have to do something. I haven't even looked at it. I don't even fucking know. And then he had to do some math, right? So he gets through the math, which, oddly enough, he chose that first. I was like, why don't you write good twice?
Yeah, that sounds way easier. You'll be done with
an entire paper.
Dude, my kid blows through math.
Yeah.
And then for writing and stuff, he's like, I don't know, man. Like, all of his letters are backwards.
And yeah. Like, and he's like not passing the writing. And I'm like, he's in kindergarten. Anyway, like, he is below whatever.
Mine can't read.
Yeah.
Sorry if you ever listen. I couldn't read when you were little. Yeah. I will teach you, though.
I'll sure you'll learn.
Oh, I'm sure you'll learn.
I'm sure by now you know if you're listening. If not, good luck.
If not, how'd you make it this far?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay, so he's losing his fucking mind, which I did not anticipate. I'm like, homie, this is 2.5 pages. It's not that much work.
It'll take us 10 minutes if you just sat down.
Yeah, and I've never had to really do homework with him because they don't have homework at this age. Oh. It's usually just like, he did it at school, whatever.
Yeah.
And anything they send over spring break is, like, you know, suggested, but you don't have to turn it in. So, not doing that.
We have real-ass homework, so I have to have this fight every week.
Oh, my God.
We wait until fucking Sunday. We're like, this is due tomorrow.
Oh, no. It's my nightmare. Yeah. Oh, my God. He was fucking losing his shit and, like, screaming at me. And I'm like, dude, chill.
It's not that serious.
It's not that serious. Yeah, like, we're good, man. And then he runs into his room and slams his door. And I'm like, good fucking riddance. I'm going to get some dinner cooking or whatever the fuck I needed to do. Like, he clearly needs a break. We're not going to get anywhere.
Yeah.
He fell asleep.
Oh.
He fell asleep Wednesday at like 6 o'clock. And he slept through the night until the next morning. And he woke up fresh as a motherfucking daisy.
He's like, sorry, Mom. I just needed a quick 15.
Yeah. He was like, I was really tired back there. I'm like, clearly. And then so I'm like, okay, whatever. We're going to skim by another day without the teacher knowing that like we didn't do the packet, right?
Poor baby's got jet lag.
He's tired, okay? Yeah. And so Thursday comes along. I forgot that he had rookies. Now, rookies takes 1.5 hours now. And then tack on fucking however much time for in transit, you know?
Yeah.
So he didn't get home till like 7:30 last night.
And you have to shove food in him.
Yeah, feeding him and everything. And then he goes to bed at 8. So I was like, I'm not fucking keeping you up late to argue with you about writing the word good twice.
Mm-hmm.
So go to sleep. And then today I got a message from the teacher and she's like, I can't sign off on this until I get his packet. And I was like, yeah, it's been really busy. Like, fuck. I hate it.
Oh, you're like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'll get it for you tonight.
Yeah, I was tomorrow. Like, we'll have it by Monday for sure. And then I just haven't looked at the messages because I don't want her to tell me I'm a terrible person or some shit. But
sure
also, he's
won't.
In kindergarten.
Yeah.
And then everything. So she had a packet in there too. It was like the word who. They had to write the word who. Then he came home with that same exact paper already done. So she like gave me the work that they're going to work on this week. I don't know. So I'm like, do you really need it? Like,
yeah, like you're really going to make me turn this in?
Yeah.
He came home with it. Can you just send that back?
Maybe. Yeah, she's put a fucking stamp on it.
Oh, that bitch.
Yeah, it's like she knows.
Anyway. She's like, not this one. It's been watermarked.
Yeah. Anyway, so dumb, but I'm like, now I'm dreading this weekend that I have to make my kid do homework because that one little experience, like, made me never want to do it again.
Yeah, homework fucking sucks. We do it every week, and it sucks.
Oh, God.
It's always a fight. We try and do, like, 2 a day or something. Yeah. We haven't done any this week.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't even know if he got the packet because he wasn't there on Monday, so, like, well, hopefully not.
Maybe not.
We didn't get one.
They
Sorry.
Give you a packet every week?
Yeah, they give us a packet on Monday with, like, 6 pages that you have to finish, and it's all math, reading, writing, whatever, like, cutting and gluing, matching, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, he fucking hates it. It's always a fight.
I don't blame the kid.
Honestly.
I hate homework. Like, although, you're at fucking school all goddamn day.
I look at it, though, and I'm like, color the apple red.
Yeah, it's pretty easy, dude.
I could color the fucking apple red.
Yeah.
Like, go for it. I wish my work was this.
I know.
I remember when it was that, and it was hard.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, looking back.
Oh, how it only gets harder, my kid.
I know. Tell that to him. Really jade him now.
Oh, God, I know.
It just gets worse from here.
Soak it up. And then on top of that, everything's just been fucking pure chaos since we got back. And I'm like, I hate this life.
Yeah.
I want to go back to that other universe where everything was cool.
Yeah. I slept the entire day we got home.
Me too.
Or like the next day or whatever.
Yeah.
I slept the entire day. I had big plans to clean the house and do laundry and all this other shit. And I was like, not doing any of that.
Slept so hard.
Mm-hmm.
I kept getting up and being like, well, I got up once. I got up once and I like ate lunch or something at noon. And I told Lee, I was like, you know, I think I'm going to go back to bed. And I was kind of bummed because, like, I had big plans to get shit done, but I was so worn out from that whole trip.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of work.
Yeah. I woke up, got the kids ready. Brandon took them to their whatever school and daycare and stuff. And I immediately got back in bed and I was like, I can call this a nap, right? Because, yeah. Like, I was awake for a minute.
Yeah.
So then I called that a nap and I woke up at, like, 11, ate lunch, and then went right back to bed.
We had the same life.
Mm-hmm. I was like, nap time now.
And then they came home and I was like, I still want to go to bed.
Yeah.
I'm like, is it bedtime?
Is it bedtime? Is it bedtime for you guys at least?
Yeah. And that's when my kid went to sleep at 6.
Oh, that's lucky.
So what's your goddamn?
Well, mine also has to do with coming home from our super awesome tropical vacation.
Mm-hmm.
We dropped off the rental car, get to the airport, and you guys were like, oh, better get there early, right? Like,
yeah, that airport's a disaster.
Yeah, we're leaving out of Maui, so everybody's like, oh, there's so much fucking whatever, checks. Securities yeah. and checks and stuff. It's going to take like 3 hours. And we were all like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, but don't be stupid.
Sure. Okay. So we give us plenty of time. Ample time to get there. We get there. We're getting through all the things. There's, like, numbered signs that say 1, 2, and 3, right? Like, first, go to your agricultural thing. Second, check your bags. Third, drop your bag off. Did not read those. Went immediately to number 2.
Yeah.
And we attempted to check our bags or whatever, and then the fucking kiosk went wrong and something happened. So we're like, okay, well, that sucks, but okay. We'll just go up to guest services, which is number 3.
Oh.
But that's fine. Well, it's like you drop your bag off, but we had to actually wait in the line.
Yeah.
So we're waiting forever and whatever. Something had gone wrong at the kiosk. We're waiting forever. And then we finally get up there and the guy was like, all right, cool. Here, pay us all your money, blah, blah, blah. And then I look at Brandon and I'm looking at all of our shit. And I was like, where's the laptop?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Fucking oh.
That's the worst time to notice you're missing something.
Right in the middle of doing something else?
Right in the middle of, like, you know.
Leaving the continent, whatever it is.
Giving everybody your shit to be like, here, you keep this safe for me. I'm going to go now.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And so I immediately start panicking.
By the way, this laptop has everything for the podcast.
The only reason I brought it was for the podcast, so that we could load it on Sunday and whatever. But it was in its laptop case, which carries the hard drive with all the rest of the fucking
shit.
Podcast episodes and stuff on it. So if that goes, like, those are gone. I don't know. We already lost the first one, right?
We were the first 52 gone.
Yeah. This is 2.0.
Yeah.
And those are about to all be gone. So I was like, motherfucker, this sucks. And now I'm like in my head, like, fine, it's gone. Gone now.
You did the same thing when the hard drive fell on the floor, too.
I am very quick to cut people and things out of my life.
It's just over.
Oh, we don't like that anymore.
Yeah.
Done.
It's gone. That really sucked back there when we lost all of that information.
Uh-huh. Man, we were such good friends.
And I'm like, it's still in my hands.
It's gone.
Maybe we could just try plugging it in again.
We might as well go
home. To be fair, you were right that time.
I was. But this one, I was like, fuck, like, that sucks. We don't have time because now I'm looking at the security line and it's
insane.
Like, I don't know, 4 miles long.
Yeah.
I'm like, Jesus Christ. So we give that guy our bags, and we're like, oh, well, we tried to. And he was like, you didn't do step one. We're like, motherfucker. So we have to go back and do step one. And then I'm talking to Brandon, and I'm like, the laptop's gone forever, blah, blah, blah. Also, for the record, it was his job to check the trunk.
Just saying. Not to point fingers or anything.
Not to point fingers.
My finger is point in.
But I had the kids. He had the luggage, which, to be fair, was a lot. I should have looked. I didn't. I don't know what else is in that car that I fucking left.
Who knows?
It's gone now. Yeah. Everything. My dignity. Yeah. And all of my iPhone chargers. Whatever.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
So he's like, do you want me to go back and get it? And I was like,
do you want?
Yeah. It was up to me at that point. Like, do you want me to go back and try and get it? And I'm like, I don't know. Are you going to miss the flight? Because I would rather you come home with me.
Yeah.
Mostly because I don't want to do these kids alone on a plane.
I'm going to die.
Yeah. Like, I'm already anxiety because I'm in public. And yeah. In an airport,
and
so you have to, like, pay attention
to
shit.
And that was so busy coming home.
It was so busy.
Insane.
And it's huge. And there's a million people, and everyone is mad.
Yeah.
You know? Like, where's your fucking ID? And I'm like, I don't know, man. In my hand. I handed it to you.
Yeah.
Everything. So he's like, well, I'll go try and get it. So we walk to the back of the line, and I pass you, who are, like, halfway. And I was like, we forgot the laptop. And you were like, that sucks. But so we go all the way to the back of the line, and Brandon drops all the shit off with me, and he runs back to the tram thing, takes the tram, goes
fucking 3 minutes or whatever to the other side, gets to the rental car place.
It is precisely 3 minutes. It's posted.
It is posted. That's why I said 3 minutes. And he gets there and he's like, hey, we left a laptop in a car, blah, blah, blah. This was the reservation, this and that. And the lady was like, yeah, okay, got it. Sure, whatever. And like, let me write up a ticket because they're not going to fucking look.
Yeah.
They don't give a shit.
She's so like, I'll mail it to you.
Yeah. And so he's like, I've left my wife in the security line. Like, yeah. I got to go. I got places to be.
Yeah.
You know?
I want to go all the fuck home.
I want to not miss my plane. So he runs and he starts like going up and down the aisles with the cars and looking, and he finds a car and it's still in the fucking trunk with the trunk open.
So fucking lucky.
Magical. Yeah.
Also,
magical
it was
moment.
Hot as fuck in that parking garage.
It was real hot.
Like
everywhere.
When I got out of the car, I was like, it is muggy in here. Like, at least it's shady, but.
But it's gross.
And he was running those aisleways.
Yeah, he was running them. And he finally gets it and he calls me and he, like, gets back. I don't know what the lady did with the ticket, but hopefully if she finds a laptop, she'll send it to us. That'd be kind of neat.
That would be really neat.
Yeah. It'd be like a mystery. I could find out who it belongs to and get it to its owner. Anyway, okay. So he finally gets back to me and I was, like, at the front of the line at this point, like, letting people go by me, like, you can go. You can
at
go.
The security. Yeah. Like, I'm ready for my shit to be checked.
I would like to you to scan my body now.
That
to
took
make
a long
sure.
fucking time then.
It took so fucking
because
long.
That line was so long.
It took so long.
That
I called
line
him a
was almost
times.
An hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I called him so many times. I'm like, well, where are you at?
Should I keep waiting or should I go inside and just meet you on the other side?
Yeah, like well,
then you're gonna have to
I
wait
made him
that
take
line.
His boarding pass because I was like, I don't know. Like, just if case. They force me to go through or something. Yeah. I don't know.
That's really smart.
Yeah. Yeah. But either way, we made it. And I still have the laptop.
Yay!
So there's that.
When you walked by me in that line when I was like halfway through, I thought you had already gotten the laptop.
Because of my face? Because I looked pissed.
You just looked pissed. Yeah, you looked like exhausted and pissed and you're like, forgot the fucking laptop. And you guys had, like, we were halfway through the line. So
yeah.
I deduced that you had gone back to get it, not anticipating that you had this whole fucking shit show of a 2-3-1 agricultural check, motherfucking kiosk not working.
Bitch can't read her numbers.
Totally oblivious. Well, because when we did, if it weren't for Lee, I would have done the same thing. I was like walking around and Lee's like, we got to go through here first. And I was like, fucking why?
Yeah, this weird conveyor belt
yeah.
was dumb.
And they literally just like suck it through and then put a sticker on it.
Yeah.
I'm like, cool, yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Can I just get a sticker?
Yeah, can I just have a sticker, man? And then, oh my God, when we're in the airport and you have to go through it again, running
yeah.
through all the fucking gates and
yeah.
terminals and shit.
They took all my oranges.
Yeah, well.
They're like, do you have anything? I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what you're for.
Yeah, you figure it out.
Oh, my God. When we had to go through it again, Lee was like all, you know, he's all frantic going through the airport anyway. He's like, here you go. Do this.
Yeah.
And I just like follow, you know, obediently behind him.
Lee
and
is
he
me.
Threw his jacket on there. And I was like, why'd
that's
you put
not
your
a carry on.
Jacket on the conveyor belt? And he's like, I don't know.
Do
and
you
like,
have
pulled
oranges
it out all
in
confused.
It?
Like, what the fuck is this? Oh, my
I don't
God.
Know.
What a goddamn shit show, though.
It
so
was
I'm
a goddamn
super
shit
thankful
show.
And glad you got the laptop back.
Me too.
Thanks, Brandon.
Thanks, Brandon. You know, he's the best.
Otherwise, it would all be gone to the ether again.
Yeah, I had already given up on it.
You did. I did. You are quick to give up.
So quick.
I mean, even on life.
Yeah, everything.
Like, stuck in that mud pod thing. And you're just like, that sucks. It was great knowing you. And I'm like, there's still time.
There's still time.
You could grab my hand.
If I feel like I'm going to miss an exit, I have missed that exit.
Yeah, yeah, you really do live life that way, huh?
Yeah, fuck it. We're not going that way.
This is my life now.
We'll figure it out eventually. So just know that if you ever quit the podcast when I'm in one of those moods, it's
yeah.
done.
Yeah, that was almost today again.
Yeah.
Like, life is rough, guys.
Well, don't worry. This one is actually quite interesting.
Well, they always are.
Aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
So,
and I feel like we haven't done this in a million years.
I know.
I feel out of practice.
Yeah. Yeah. Jinx. I am going to tell you about Nathan Gale.
Okay.
Okay?
Gale.
Okay. Gale. So Nathan was born in Lansing, Illinois.
Ah, yes.
Mm-hmm.
The old capital.
The old, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Isn't it?
I don't
is
know.
Michigan?
Michigan is a state.
Yeah, I know, but what's the, isn't Lansing the capital of some shit?
Illinois, maybe.
It must be. I thought
must
that shit
be.
Was like Michigan. What's
the capital
Detroit?
Of Michigan?
Oh.
Is that the capital?
Listen, I haven't had to know that since like fifth grade.
I haven't either.
Pretty sure Lansing's the capital.
Okay. Well, that's where he was born. He was born in the capital, maybe.
Mother
of Illinois.
All one of them.
Yes, all one Illinois. On September 11th, 1979.
Oh, that's a bad day.
Well, it wasn't then.
Yeah. It was still a great day then.
Yeah. It was just an average day.
So, day after my birthday. Math is hard.
Math is hard. His parents separated when he was in elementary school.
Okay.
And so he moved to Ohio with his mom, Mary Clark.
His mom's name is Mary Clark?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Just Mary. I think she goes by maiden name Clark.
Okay, got it.
His maiden name is Gail.
Okay. After his dad.
Yes.
All right.
So he enrolled in fifth grade there, right? So that's about the time frame we're looking at.
Okay.
And I can relate. Yeah, you moved around a lot.
When I was five, yeah. And when I was in fifth grade, not five. Also when I was five, but...
Just all of the time in between there?
None of this matters.
Well, his teachers immediately noticed that he had some learning disabilities.
Aw.
And so he was sent to special ed classes.
Okay.
Okay. His mom got remarried, but divorced the man by the time Nathan was in ninth grade. Okay?
Okay.
Whether or not it's related, he ended up getting back into mainstream classes by ninth grade.
Okay, so was he just, like, behind?
Maybe. He may have been. You know, like, how when you switch states, they're always, like...
Different rules.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Brandon was considered super smart when he came here because he had been doing stuff.
Yeah. And from Virginia to here, they were like... Anyway, we're going to learn how to spell 10 words on the test, you know, your spelling test or whatever. Yeah. And then they were like, woods. The bear lives in the woods. And I was in fifth grade like, what the fuck?
You're like, that was a sight word.
Yeah, super easy word.
Yeah. Well, it could have been that. But he caught up or whatever, got back into the swing of things, if you want to look at it that way, by the ninth grade.
Okay.
But he skipped classes a lot, and after the divorce, his mom picked up again and moved to Marysville, Ohio now.
Okay.
So just different town.
Yeah.
Different place. So he's got to go to a different school.
Start all over.
Mm-hmm. And there, instead of continuing with high school, he went to a vocational school called the Ohio High Point Career Center. Okay.
Okay. What was his vocation?
Electricity. He became a certified electrician.
Okay.
Okay. And he was like 6'2" or 3 or some shit, and he was over 250 pounds. So he's a big guy.
Yeah.
And
menacing.
Menacing.
And he knows how electricity works.
Yeah. And he wore super thick eyeglasses.
Oh, poor guy.
Yeah. His friends called them birth control glasses. So he's kind of like an awkward guy.
Yeah.
You know? Especially in what would be high school, ninth, 10th grade or 80s. Whatever. Like, that sucks.
Yeah.
So he hung out with some guys that he met at the vocational school. Mm-hmm. And they would hang out at one of the guys' like older brother's houses or some shit, right? They would drink and party and play music all night, right?
High school.
And by play music, I mean like jam sessions.
Oh, shit.
Hell yeah. They had like a metal band going on, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So they were playing music.
They were playing music.
They were instrumenting it.
Mm-hmm. They were instrumenting their own music.
Yeah.
And they had their own little makeshift band, right? It was all like hardcore metal guys.
Okay, cool.
Totes. And then...
What'd they call themselves? Do you know the name?
I don't.
Damn it.
Unfortunately. We'll think of something good.
Yeah.
Not right now, though.
Later.
That was like the Heavy Metlers.
Wow.
I know. Real creative.
The meddling kids.
I don't think they've been done before. Okay. Then one of his friends gave him the Pantera CD, Vulgar Display of Power.
Oh, okay.
And Nathan.
And he's going to get a feeling.
Oh, he fucking fell in love.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they're going to blame it on the music, whatever the fuck this guy's about to do.
Of course. You know, super heavy metal guy, right?
Yeah.
Just a bad seed.
Yeah,
as
all they did
say.
Was sing about death.
Yeah, if you play it backwards, they're talking about the devil.
I could hear Jesus Christ sneezing in the intro. Right before he was nailed to the cross.
Oh, God. Is the devil dusty?
It's the sun's out. It makes you sneeze when you see the sun. Is the devil dusty? The devil didn't do the nailing, as far as I'm concerned or aware. I'm not very concerned.
I'm not very concerned either. And I don't know. So, you know.
Anyway,
he listened to this album over and over.
Mm-hmm.
On a loop.
Okay.
Fucking day in and day out.
This sounds pretty standard for high school.
For like 2 years straight.
Yeah.
Super
still,
standard.
Still.
Super standard for high school. But it became like his kind of a little bit more than...
Like his mantra?
Yeah. It was like his meditation. It was his fucking go get 'em songs. It was his pump up music. It was everything.
Yeah.
He was quite literally obsessed with this album.
Okay.
And then Nathan, who they called Crazy Nate.
Uh-oh. That's not a good nickname.
No.
I mean, it's a cool nickname, but not a good one for where we're going.
It seems a little telling.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, Nate, he's crazy.
Oh, Crazy Nate? Yeah, that makes sense.
Everybody says he's cool, but he's not cool.
He's a little crazy. Well, he decided that he wanted to be a singer, right?
All
right. In this little metal band that they got going on. Uh-huh. And so the band was like, fuck yeah, get up here, dude. Sing your heart out.
Yeah.
And he wrote pages of lyrics, like notebooks full of pages, right?
Okay. Okay, we got a little poet.
Mm-hmm. But every time he went up to sing, according to one of his friends, he would turn all red like he's about to do the big scream, you know, metal music voice, whatever thing. And then he would just not say a word.
Would he just stand there?
Yeah, just stand there. And he couldn't do it. He could not get a word out.
Oh, that's
And he
weird.
Tried multiple times, and he
like
just couldn't
nervous?
Do it. I don't know.
Yeah, sounds like it. Maybe. A little stage fright?
A little stage fright. But it's just in front of your friends? Like,
yeah,
come on.
Yeah, I mean, Crazy maybe. Nate.
Crazy Nate's not that outgoing, maybe.
Or maybe you know? His lyrics are a little risque.
And he's like, I don't know if I can say this in front of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. So his friends thought that he was weird. Obviously.
Yeah.
But they never really gave him shit for it or anything. He's still one of the guys, right?
Yeah.
They did
say... That
was
say, nice of them.
I know. I was like, way to give him a place.
Keep trying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They did say that he started to get a little weirder, though.
Uh-oh.
For example, at one party, Nathan just sat on the couch and pet a dog the entire time.
Standard.
Sounds normal. But apparently there was no dog.
Weird. Okay, you gotta lead with that, my friend.
So he's just petting an imaginary dog?
What the fuck?
Yeah, like the whole time. And everyone's like, that's just Crazy Nate.
No one was like, hey, Nate, there's no dog there.
The way that it was kind of portrayed was like, they're like, I didn't know if he was joking or
ooh,
what. But
that uncomfortable, like,
Yeah, but he's just a weird guy. So you're like, whatever. You're just petting a dog.
Yeah.
Let it go. I don't know, man. Go
Let
get a
Nate
drink.
Pet that dog.
Let Nate pet that dog, you know?
Right.
He just needed a little comfort.
Yeah.
And one of his friends was talking about Nathan and said, quote, you ever read Of Mice and Men?
Oh, God.
Lenny?
Oh, no.
That's what Nate was like. He'd come running up to you and you weren't sure if he was going to hug you or snap your neck.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right. Well, that sounds scary.
A little scarier now.
Yeah.
But like Lenny was a nice guy with nice intentions.
Yeah, he had good intentions.
Yeah. So you kind of see it that way, right?
Yeah.
Sure. He went on to call him sweet, creepy, and gentle.
Okay. So somebody used the sandwich method there.
Sweet, creepy, and gentle?
Yeah. Fucking slap that creepy right in the middle. He's so sweet and creepy and gentle.
Yes, exactly. They're like, oh, he's so sweet. Little creepy, so gentle.
Would never hurt anybody.
Would never hurt a
with
fly.
With his creep.
So he kind of sounds like the gentle giant type, but
yeah.
Like...
makes you uneasy.
A little dash of unpredictability.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
At one of the parties, Nathan tried Coke for the first time.
Oh, good. This is what we should mix together with this.
Always a good idea.
Oh, no.
And he sat in a chair and rocked violently for the rest of the night.
Oh, no. Don't like that.
Yeah. And again, his friends are like, weird, but whatever.
Maybe we shouldn't give Coke to Nate.
Maybe Nate doesn't need Coke. Yeah. One of the guys was like, he was always really hyper, and then they gave him the Coke, and that was probably a bad idea.
Yeah.
But he said later, he's like, you know, I didn't realize it at the time, but, like, that's how a crazy person rocks. Like, they're just
like... Oh, God.
Yeah, yeah. But, of course, hindsight, you know?
Yeah.
So at some point, some stream of consciousness writing that he was calling lyrics, you know, mm-hmm. in these little notebooks and stuff, happened to match up with Pantera lyrics.
Oh, how convenient. Mm-hmm. I mean, inspiration.
Yeah, not that surprising on account of he's been listening
Obsessed.
To it forever.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So, great, right? But Nathan was losing his grip on reality a little bit at this point, and he started telling his friends that Pantera had stolen his lyrics.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
Uh-huh.
Very obvious.
Obviously.
That they found this random-ass notebook.
Mm-hmm. Sifted through pages of ramblings.
Found the lyrics to a song that you listen to habitually.
That has been out already.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he believed that, and his friends were still like, ah, it's Crazy Nate, right?
Oh, my gosh. They really are. Like, they roll deep, these friends.
I don't know. I'm kind of hard to blame them because it's, like, the late 80s at this point, and nobody really knows about mental illnesses and stuff.
Yeah,
so everyone's just kind of like, sometimes
he's
he says
different.
Stuff. Yeah.
Sometimes he just pets dogs and shit and rocks.
He's a weird guy. Yeah. You know, every dad has that friend where you're like, I'm not comfortable.
I'd like to not be left alone in a room with this guy.
Yeah. And like now, as a informed parent, I'd be like, that person's not coming to our house.
Nope.
But at the time, you're like, it's just a touch of PTSD.
Yeah. It's just a light sprinkling.
Yeah. You know?
Little complex here.
Just, yeah.
Little aggression there.
Yeah. Another example of his kind of off-the-wall behavior is in 1998, Nathan and his friends went to a Pantera concert together.
Oh, I bet he was stoked.
Oh, he was pumped. But Nathan got separated from everyone.
Uh-oh.
And then the next day, when they all met up again, Nathan told them that he had befriended the band.
Sure.
Uh-huh. And they had agreed to play at his friend's graduation party.
Oh, that's nice.
Obviously.
Yeah. A private show.
Mm-hmm. And they he had, like, a pamphlet or a small magazine thing, or a zine, as the kids call them.
Yeah.
And he told them that that was how Pantera was going to communicate with him.
Through the zines?
Yeah. So, like, they were going to write something, and you'd go to page, like, 24, and you'd see a number, and then you'd go to whatever page that was, and you'd see a date, and it was going to be on that date, and then you'd have to go to this next page. Nope. It was, like, a big puzzle or whatever, right?
That is definitely a lost grip on reality.
Yes, exactly.
Like a fucking Goosebumps choose-your-own-adventure.
A real confusing choose-your-own-adventure. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Like, you got to go based off of a feeling.
Yeah, yeah, you just got to know.
This number jumped out at me.
The page will be hot, you know? Yeah. You got to know when to stop on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, again, his friends are like, the most fucking crazy Nate. Nate's crazy. And eventually his friends started moving on with their lives, as people do, right? They're getting married. They're going to school. They're having kids. Their
girlfriends are like, I don't want to hang out with crazy Nate.
Nate's a little crazy. He makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, let's not hang out with him anymore.
Yeah.
Let's not have the kids around him.
The party house kind of dissipated, all that. He didn't have really anywhere to go anymore. Meanwhile, Nathan couldn't hold down a job, and he was fighting with his mom more and more about it. His mom even kicked him out of the house at one point. And since he didn't have this little party house or whatever to go to, he had to sleep in the park.
Ooh.
So he's kind of a dash of homelessness.
Oh,
now,
no,
right?
This isn't going to go well.
No. One of his friends said they saw him in 2001, and he was starting to look more like a person again. Like, he looked like he had showered or slept or whatever, like indoors maybe.
Like taking care of himself?
Mm-hmm. Mm. And then they were talking in the car, and Nathan was going on about Pantera again.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and the friend was like, bro.
Yeah.
That's so 2000 and late. Like, you're, no.
Yeah, let's
they're
get
not
over this
cool
shit.
Anymore.
Yeah.
Like, they're an 80s metal band. Like,
Pantera forever.
Yeah, like, let's move on.
Yeah, like, I don't want to talk about this.
Yeah.
I want to know about you and your life.
Yeah, and so the guy was like, whatever, like, Pantera sucks.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, just get over it. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Well, that set Nate off.
Uh-oh, those are fighting words.
Yeah, not in, like, a super aggressive way, because it was still his friend, but he was, like, he stewed on it for a while. Like, they said that they changed subjects, and then it was silent for a minute, and then Nate asked, like, do you really think they suck? Like, he had been sitting on it, like, oh
no.
Fuck, right? And so, in 2002, Pantera announced that they were disbanding.
Uh-oh.
Yep, they're breaking up.
This
isn't good. They're fucking over it, right?
Yeah. By the way, don't even get me started on Sum 41 disbanding.
I know. I was like, this hits close to home.
Too close.
Mm-hmm. But I won't do... You will?
How am I supposed to rage against societal norms?
I don't know.
Without Sum 41?
Well, we can rage in their memory. Rage in their honor.
I'm gonna rage so fucking hard in their memory.
He needs to sleep, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he needs a break.
You mean old Dirk?
Old Dirk. I don't actually know what his name is.
It's Dirk.
Because I don't follow bands that closely, but... Homeboy looks tired. He looks the same as he did when he was 20, and he looks... Tired.
That's just his face.
It might be, or it might be all the drugs that happened. Probably not anymore.
Alcohol.
Maybe not anymore.
Nope, not anymore.
But homie has definitely dabbled.
For certain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So give them a break, you know, so that they don't burn themselves out. Maybe they'll come back, do a little reunion.
Maybe.
Panic at the Disco is coming back.
Oh.
I think it was Panic at the Disco. Yeah.
I didn't know that they were not a thing anymore. Maybe. Haven't heard a song by them in forever, but what do I know?
See? So when you lose one, you get some. You just gotta wait for that silver lining. One door closes and a window opens.
Yep.
I don't have any more metaphors.
It's great. It's beautiful. I felt so inspired.
I should be a poster.
You should.
Okay, so Pantera's disbanding, blah, blah, blah. I guess the lead singer, Phil, and the rest of the band had been having issues since 1995 when Phil got addicted to painkillers from hurting his back.
Ouch.
And then he got addicted to heroin.
Sure.
Yeah. Next step, right?
Next best thing when they won't give you any more pills.
Yeah. And so Dimebag Daryl and his brother Vinnie Paul, are the two brothers that started Pantera, they went on to start another band called Damage Plan. Okay? Not Simple Plan.
Nope.
Damage Plan.
Uh-oh.
And Nathan...
They aren't simple as at all. Complicated as a motherfucker, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Creating all that damage.
Mm-hmm. And they're planning it. Well, Nathan was...
premeditation.
Livid. He's fucking pissed.
Oh, no.
He's like... gotta get the boys back together, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'll fix this.
Mm-hmm. But it's like they broke up with him too, you know? He's like, yeah, he's like, what about our plans?
Yeah, what about that graduation party, bro?
Yeah. And so he went and joined the Marines right after this.
Oh, okay.
Which, not to generalize or anything, but doesn't seem like a great idea for a mentally unstable person
to go get more trauma. Hmm.
Yeah, but he did. And other Marines noticed that he was odd, obviously.
Yeah.
And he would talk to himself.
Oh, God.
They said that he was polite when you talked to him. Yeah. But otherwise, he was just kind of a weird dude. And he would, like, get yelled at constantly by the drill sergeants and stuff. And he wasn't, like, a... Someone said that he wasn't so much a troublemaker, just that he wasn't all there.
Like, there's so many opportunities for somebody to, like, help this guy out.
Yep, to step in and be like, hey, seems like something's not connected, right?
Seems like maybe we need some help.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like maybe his school did that at first.
At first, yeah. And then they were like, he seems fine now.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, the other Marines would make jokes and comments that he would go Full Metal Jacket someday.
Oh, no.
Which, if you've never seen the movie, it's about Marines in...
Spoiler alert.
Vietnam War. And one of the guys goes crazy, kills another guy and himself. Right? Mm-hmm, spoiler. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You've had enough time to watch it.
Jeez.
So, if that's a little foreshadowing, right?
Yep. I'm seeing where this is going.
Mm-hmm. But about halfway through his service commitment, he was given an involuntary administrative discharge.
Okay.
Okay.
Because he probably was not doing shit correctly.
We find out later that it was because of schizophrenia. Allegedly.
Okay.
But at this point, he's 25 years old, and he moves back to Marysville and shares an apartment with his mom.
Okay.
And
his mom's like, he's just petting the dog.
Yeah.
Not going to do anything like, about this.
Come on, man. You got to at least hold down a job, right?
Why isn't she, not to, like, blame anybody.
Why isn't she getting him help?
Yeah, like, she's his mom. She's got to know, like, Nate's a little different than all his friends.
I don't know.
Like, he's petting that dog in the corner. He won't stop listening to this goddamn album.
I don't know. Because my parents probably would have had concerns.
Yeah. Like, are you joking?
Yeah, like, can we put a leash on the dog for now?
Yeah, or maybe he just hit it well.
Maybe. Or maybe his mom was just like, you know how you grow up with it so you become accustomed to it?
You think it's normal?
Yeah, and you're
like, they're, like, sucking their thumb at the age of 7?
Yeah, you're like, it's just fucking different, you know?
Yeah.
So he met up with one of his friends after he was discharged and everything, and he didn't tell the friend why he was discharged. And they asked him if it was fun, at least, and he said that they taught him how to blow shit up, and it made him feel weird.
Well, that last part's a little weird, but, like, of course they taught you how to blow shit up.
Right? It's the Marines.
Yeah. I guess it made you feel weird. That's kind of appropriate, too.
That's probably not a bad thing to feel weird, depending on what kind of weird it is.
Yeah.
But
what
the friend,
weird are we talking?
Yeah, yeah. Like, is good weird or bad weird?
Or, like, make your dick tingle.
Yeah, tingly or no. Tingly or, like, stomach drops.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the friend was like, this is kind of like the poster child for the guy that you don't want to teach how to blow shit up.
Yeah, right? Yeah, 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 yeah. Like, I'm a little concerned that this guy knows some secrets.
Yeah. But also, hindsight.
Mm-hmm.
So Nathan later confided to a boss that he had been discharged due to schizophrenia, right?
Yeah.
But he's on medication for it, so, like,
everything's great
cool.
Now.
Everything's fine.
Yeah.
His mom ended up getting a new boyfriend and moving out of the apartment. And so Nathan had cut back on his hours at work so he could, like, play football on Saturdays and shit. Like, this guy was kind of a doer.
Yeah.
He wanted to always be doing shit. But now he had a hard time paying for the full rent by himself.
Okay.
And so he picked up a couple other jobs, but he was fired for poor performance.
Uh-oh.
And his apartment was right across from Bear's Den Tattoo Shop.
Ooh, Ooh, he gonna get a tattoo. Mm-hmm. Or a job.
Or a job. So Nathan went in and he got a tribal tattoo.
Oh.
He got his ears pierced.
Oh,
or
shit.
Ear.
Did he get like that tribal one. Band that was like big in the 90s?
I think so. Yeah. It said he got a tribal tattoo on his arm and I was like, I could see it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you.
I know which one that is.
Yeah.
It's barbed wire. Yeah.
And his ears pierced? No.
His fucking ears were bare. That motherfucker didn't have any jewels in them.
He got one ear pierced.
Okay. As you do in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Probably now. Do boys still pierce one ear?
I think they do both now.
I think so, too. Usually you see two.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, the guys in the tattoo shop were all kind of his style. Like metalheads, goth vibe, chill guys, right?
Yeah.
So Nathan started hanging out in the shop. Right? Like, he'd just fucking read magazines and stuff.
Oh, my God. Do you think the guys were like, Jesus Christ.
Get this guy out of here.
What do you do? Well, that's like my nightmare.
Well, yes. It is.
Like, I don't want to confront anybody and tell them, like, you got to leave.
Like, you got to go, man.
But, like, somebody fucking swooping in and, like, cheating the system. You know, like, technically you're allowed to be here, but, like, you're making me uncomfortable. Fucking hate it.
But I just wish that you weren't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm busy.
Well, the owner said that he felt Nathan was just, like, trying to find a group of people to fit in with.
Sure,
right?
I'm kinda sure.
Sympathized for the guy.
Yeah.
He would read magazines, pretty much just hang out. They said he was odd, but he was always polite.
That's nice.
Until he December wasn't. 8th, 2004.
Oh, okay.
He asked one of the tattoo artists where he could buy a tattoo machine.
That's the day my grandpa died, by the way, in case you're wondering.
I was. In this exact moment.
Fun fact. The exact day. Let me hear what happened on the day my grandpa died.
December 8th, 2004?
Yeah.
Well, that's probably why you haven't heard this story, because it's a big one.
Because I was consumed with other deaths.
Mm-hmm. You had other griefs going on.
Yeah.
I get it. Okay. Well, RIP to your grandpa.
Thanks. He was awesome.
I believe it. He had awesome kid and, well, kids.
Yeah, you do know more than one of them.
I do. And grandchilds, both of them. Uh-huh. Probably more than two.
Yeah.
Either way.
It's okay.
R.I.P. So he asked where he could get a tattoo machine, and the guy explained that you had to be licensed to get this kind of equipment or whatever.
Yeah.
And Nathan freaked out.
Oh, no.
He was like, you're a fucking liar.
Oh.
Like, that's bullshit. No, you don't. Brr, brr, brr.
Oh, God.
Real pissed, yelling, and then stormed out.
My nightmare.
Yeah. What? I was just answering your question.
Yeah.
Everyone in the shop was stunned, right?
I don't like that.
Like, he had always been polite. He had always been calm, mild-mannered, whatever. Like, Mm-mm. He had never yelled at anybody or gotten aggressive. So they're like, that guy's fucking crazy.
Yeah, get him out.
So then later that night, Nathan went to the Al Rosa Villa, which is a small nightclub that hosted metal bands, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of on the outskirts of Columbus, Ohio.
Okay.
He was there to see Damage Plan.
Oh, shit. He followed through with the band.
Mm-hmm. He was like, getting the band back together.
Let me get my homies.
I'm going to go see Dimebag.
Yeah.
Dimebag Daryl. Sorry, full name.
Yeah, don't just fucking nickname that
Mm-mm.
shit.
I wrote Dime a couple of times.
Old Dime there.
And then Dime went.
Uh-huh.
So he went to go see Dimebag Daryl and Vinnie Paul, right?
Uh-huh.
We're going to see the new fucking band. But he wasn't acting normal.
Yeah.
He waited until well after the show had started. And the openers had played, and then he went and hung around in the parking lot around back near Damage Plan's tour bus.
Uh-uh.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of here, dude.
And some of the other concert goers noticed him and that he was acting strange. And so they're like, hey, they're playing. Like, you should go inside. They're playing. Like, get out of here. Whatever, right? And he said something along the lines of, like, I don't care about local music. See, that it was still the openers or whatever.
Oh.
So he's like, I don't fucking care.
Okay.
So they're like, all right, cool, whatever, bye. Also, you were local music.
Yeah.
Shut
fucking
up.
Chill.
I mean, kind of. Not really.
I hate gatekeepers.
I know. I don't like local music.
I don't like you.
Got him. So Nathan asked the bus driver, roadie, sound guy, whatever he was, who was out by the tour bus, if Dimebag Daryl was in there or not, or Vinnie Paul. Either of them were in the bus. And the bus driver was kind of like elusive about it, didn't really give him a straight answer at first. And then eventually he's like, hey, man, they're already inside.
Like, yeah, like they're on stage.
Whatever. Yeah. So Nathan ran to the back of the club and up to a tall wooden fence that was like surrounding the patio area, right?
Yeah.
And he jumped the fence.
Mm-mm.
But a security guard saw him and ran up to try and stop him, right?
Uh-huh.
But he's too late. And so Nathan got inside and started weaving through the crowd.
It's like fucking vodka Sarah over here.
Exactly.
We have a friend. that if you feed vodka to her, she will hop every fence and get into every posse.
Backstage area.
And she'll just stand there like it's normal until some security guard carries her off.
That has happened. Uh-huh. More than once.
Who was it? Lil Wayne?
It was Lil Wayne and Skrillex.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Separate events.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's a problem. That is a habit.
That is a habit. She's not a serial jumper yet, though.
Oh, God. Okay, so Nate does the same thing.
And he's weaving through the crowd. There's, like, fucking 400 people in there or some shit.
That's a lot of motherfucking people.
And security was on him, following him.
Yeah.
But also, they're like, whatever. Like, yeah. It's just some guy who jumped in. And he's a kid. Like, yeah. He's 25 years old or something, right? He's just here to see a
band. Did he have a ticket?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay. So yeah. That would be why he jumped the fence.
Yeah. Okay. And so they're, like, not that concerned. And also, he's a big fucking guy. So yeah. They're like, oh,
whatever.
Maybe just let him go.
He gonna watch a show.
Yeah. So Nathan made it all the way up to the side of the stage where he shoved past workers and made it onto the actual stage.
Oh, shit. Now we have a problem.
Now it's a problem. But also, the workers kind of assumed that he was just going to crowd surf.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
Like, oh, he made it up here. You're just going to jump right off.
People also, it's, you know, destructive plan or whatever. So
Damage plan.
So they're not like that word, you know? Like, yeah. You can crowd surf off the stage.
Yeah, exactly. It's a metal show.
Yeah. Like, yeah. It's not like Lady Gaga's up on stage and they're going to fucking arrest you for being indecent in her presence or something.
Being indecent in her presence. So everybody's like, he's fine. Until he made a beeline for the opposite side of the stage and right up behind Dimebag Darrell, who was playing guitar. The security noticed and started making their way to, like, kind of block him out, right? But he walked up, grabbed Dimebag Darrell in a headlock, and shot him in the back of the head 3 times.
Nope. Yep, I knew the story.
Fucking what?
Fucking traumatic.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone's scattered. The music stops. What's the Eminem song? I was like, hold on.
Yeah, music stop.
Party stops.
Somebody's taking shots off.
Yeah.
I don't know, something like that. Yeah. I don't remember. Anyway.
That lyric right here is what happened. But the crowd stays still because, like, nobody really knows what the fuck's happening. It's also a metal show. The lights aren't on. It's not like,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Nothing happened, but nobody really knew what was happening.
Everybody saw a commotion but didn't know what was.
Yeah. So 10:18 p.m., a club employee called the police and said there was an active shooter. A stagehand named Aaron Hawk and a security guard named Jeff Thompson rushed Nathan to try and stop him. And Nathan shot Jeff twice in the body and once in the leg.
Jeez.
He did not survive.
Oh, no.
Aaron was also shot in the hand, leg, and 4 times in the chest.
Oh, my God.
He also did not survive.
Oh, that's so sad.
The singer went and yelled into the mic, like, call 911 to get fucking the crowd doing something. Yeah. And then he bails off stage.
Yeah.
Bouncers and some fans started to rush the stage to try and stop Nathan.
Yeah.
And Nathan shot Chris Peluska, the band's tour manager, in the stomach. And he shot John Brooks, who was the drum tech, twice in the leg.
Oh, my God.
And they both survived.
Holy shit.
He moved behind the wall of amplifiers on the stage so that he was out of sight of the crowd, but he could still see some of the band members and staff.
No.
I guess he dropped his glasses in the scuffle.
Oh, he gonna need those.
And he asked another man from one of the opening bands to find them for him, but was, like, pointing with his gun, like, they're around here somewhere, right?
Oh, my God.
And he accidentally fired. Well, I don't know if it was accidentally, but they don't know if it was accidentally. His weapon discharged.
Oh, my God.
And it was, like, inches from the guy that he had asked to help him.
Uh-uh.
Mm-hmm. And so the guy's like, fuck that shit, I'm out.
Right? Yeah, yeah, hard pass.
Mm-hmm.
I'm busy.
Yeah.
Right now.
I got shit to do. Like,
I
run
can't
away.
Find your glasses and get shot at.
Yeah. I am an opening band.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Nathan ran out of bullets with that last shot.
Okay.
But he had 2 more clips in his pocket, and he reloaded while still behind the amps. He came around.
And nobody got him yet.
Nobody fucking got him. Ugh. Well, nobody can. He's got a fucking gun.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he came around, like, around the amplifiers, and he saw Nathan Bray, who was a 24-year-old fan, giving CPR to Dimebag Darrell.
No.
And the fan turned to Nathan and put his arms up like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
And Nathan shot him in the chest.
Oh, my God.
He died.
Ugh.
Then Nathan moved back behind the amplifiers, and he took John Brooks, who was the drum tech that he had already shot. He took him with him. Mm-hmm. And he had him in a headlock. And at this point, police had arrived. Mm-hmm. And one cop had been in the area at the time that he got the call, so he was first on the scene.
Yeah.
He...
I could never be a cop.
Full stop.
Yeah, like, first of all, just there. Mm-hmm. But then also, like, my biggest fear as a cop would be the first to be on a scene.
Yeah.
Like, I have to make the calls.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, can I get assistance? Mm-mm. Can I appoint you deputy so you can come with me?
Yeah, I don't
want to go alone. This is scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, me either. Same. So the first cop that was on scene was Officer James Niggemeier.
Mm-hmm.
He snuck around the back of the stage, and when John moved his head slightly out of the way, the cop shot Nathan in the head point blank with a shotgun.
Oh, shit. Fuck yeah, John.
With a shotgun.
Damn, that's impressive.
Someone immediately yelled, "His head is gone."
Ew.
Yeah, his head was gone.
Oh my God, that's crazy. Yeah. How close was he?
Point blank.
Oh,
I imagine he was like here or closer. Yeah, yeah.
Holy shit.
So Nathan obviously died.
Yeah. Well, you need your head.
On account of he didn't have a head.
Yeah.
In total, he killed 4 people and injured 2. He had fired 17 shots and had another magazine and more bullets in his pockets.
Good thing for that officer.
Oh, God, right?
Poor Dimebag.
Poor Dimebag.
And everybody else.
And the fan that's trying to help him. Yeah. Like, God, just awful.
I mean, 3 shots to the head, though. I don't think CPR is going to save you.
More than likely, no.
Oh, God.
But also, that's probably their idol, too. You know, like, you're going to see this band. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, and anybody who
he's a legend
knows how to do CPR would try, you know?
Yeah.
But it's just like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
What a way to go.
Oh, it's fucking awful.
Yeah.
So Nathan's autopsy showed that he had no drugs in his system and he had not been taking any medication for schizophrenia.
Wow. Okay. So I'm sure that was full blown.
Mm-hmm. Also, the concert was being recorded from kind of like behind to the side. Yeah. So you can see him get on stage.
Oh, God.
Run across and he puts his arms up like he's going to shoot someone.
Yeah.
And then he goes like the camera is blocked by an amplifier or something, so you don't see what actually happens over there, at least not on the videos that I saw.
Yeah.
But then you see Officer James walk back this way after he had shot him, and he looks fucking ghosted. Like, he just looks so...
Well, he took somebody's head off.
Yeah. Well, and then there's a guy that comes up, and he's like, "You had to do it. You had to do it." Aww. He had a gun. So he was messed up.
Yeah.
And then he had to go through a trial because he had killed somebody, right?
Yeah.
So then that officer had to go through a trial, and it was deemed, you know, he's used his weapon appropriately or whatever.
I don't ever want to. Yeah. That's so scary. Like, first of all, to have to do that on your day at work.
Honestly. You know?
And then to have to go through trial to defend yourself, too. And then to have to be put in that position. Like, my God. Fucking insane.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Isn't it terrible?
Yeah. It's really sad.
So there's that.
What the fuck?
That's what happened.
Did his mom say anything? Was his mom like, makes sense. He was petting that dog a lot.
His mom, she didn't speak out a whole lot, but she did say, like, it's terrible for everything that happened, and I feel for all these families and victims and everything, but also I lost a son.
Yeah, so she's heartbroken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I can see that.
I wonder, did he have anything, like, a manifesto or anything? Like, was he just pissed that the band broke up?
I think he was just pissed that the band broke up. There were some...
Or Daryl got the short end of the stick?
Yeah. I guess there were some writings or whatever from psychologists, of course, that are looking at this all afterwards.
Hindsight.
Yeah. And they're saying that, you know, anything could have been a catalyst. So the band breaking up is essentially like tearing his world apart and then either losing his job or that thing at the tattoo shop where it's just like something doesn't go right and then you have that break.
And you just, like, can't get back.
Yeah, it turns into this whole catalyst thing.
Oh, my God. That's so heartbreaking. And also my biggest fear, like...
To be in public?
Yeah. And have a shooting happen. Like, obviously, I live in fucking America. It's very likely that it could.
Mm-hmm.
It just is so scary. And then to hear about it, too. And then can you imagine if it was, like, happening on the stage?
No, when you're watching that?
No.
And we're always front row.
I know. Uh-uh. Yeah. Hard pass.
Mm-mm. I would disappear
into
that
crowd.
And it's
not like you can just run. You know, like you're sandwiched in there. Mm-hmm. If people aren't moving, you're not moving.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
No, I don't like that either.
I don't like that at all.
Real scary.
Yeah. Anyway, so if you want to check out pictures pertaining to Aaron's case, go to our social media. We're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok. Our handle is at ISGDpodcast. You should email us at isgdpodcast@gmail.com or snail mail us at
P.O. Box 2764, Spring Valley, California, 91979.
And then please subscribe, rate, and review. We read them all. I haven't seen any in a hot minute, so that would be kind of nice. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
I know what you mean. Anyway.
Bye.
Bye.